thanks to the Jews at the FCC, you can say just about anything on TV. But one word still jots in big Nixie. It's the word 48 in the inner city. You know, the ones, they're the underprivileged sort. The famous ones usually rap or play sports. You deal with them only as a last resort. And thanks to all the guns, their lifespans are short. They struggle with logic, they can't grasp reason. Their favorite game is fighting during the war season. You may call them teens, or protesters, or youths. But those are lies we tell ourselves to obfuscate the truth. They're niggers, they're motherfucking niggers. Pretend all you want, but you still know they're niggers. Fuck insipid euphemisms, let's not be vague. Call them what they are, a humanoid plague. Whenever there's a problem, niggers are to blame. A well-trained dog puts a nigger to shame. Niggers ruin all of the clubs and bars by acting like the damn of Reinhardt's ends they are. Niggers are the snag, niggers are the problem. Niggers were only good for picking white men's cotton. As a matter of fact, they were even bad at that. Let's load up the nigger boat and send the niggers back. The mind of the normie is a place of dissonance. Purported free thinkers who silence dissidents are neurotic to the core and you to the brink. Consider the retarded shit your average normie thinks. A man becomes a wolf by cutting off the stick, but racial crime statistics make the normie go ballistic. Time for some knowledge he didn't learn in class. If it comes to it, I'll shove this fucking red pill up your ass. Let's see, there's 40,000 feral chintz in our nation with IQs lower than ours by a standard deviation. The average nigger hasn't read a single fucking book. The majority of niggers are criminals and crooks. For example, if we remove them all today, half the murders in the USA would go away. Niggers disproportionately make kill, rob, do drugs, and get welfare without holding jobs. This is all verifiable. Reality hurts, but what can you expect from someone who's the color of dirt? In light of all of it, just hold the fucking trigger. Call them what they are, white man. Just say niggers whenever there's a problem. Niggers are to blame. A well-trained dog puts a nigger to shame. Niggers ruins Mississippi and Louisiana by nigging bins up and chimping for bananas. Niggers are the snag, niggers are the problem. Niggers were only good for picking white men's cotton. As a matter of fact, they were even bad at that. Let's load up the nigger boat and send the niggers back. Here's the deal with this politically correct shit. It's about much more than being inoffensive. Pay attention, the dots will soon be connected. We used to have a nation until Jews and niggers wrecked it. When Jews release our language, it's a form of control. To subjugate our minds is their final goal. If the words describing something are removed from your brain, then attempts to discuss it will all be in vain. You can't call a spade colony enough. Their vanguard are retards with social justice plots. Thanks to the Jew, we can discuss IQ, but everyone's elbows and legs are dumber than blocks. It's not about civility, their game is much bigger. It's not about protecting backhouse from getting triggered. We're silted and chilled, we're sick of being gilded. Come on, white man, just call them niggers. Just call them nigger. They are shot by a fucking nigger. Fucking nigger, you for labor. Nigger. Bet by calling you a nigger, does that offend you, they niggers? What's a nigger faggot? They are lover. Nigger. It's not deep, my guy. Just hold them nigger. Some more nigger biz of no war. It's not acceptable to call me a nigger. Just call them nigger. Fucking nigger. They are shot by a fucking nigger. Fucking nigger, you for labor. Nigger. Bet by calling you a nigger, does that offend you, they niggers? What's a nigger faggot? They are lover. Nigger. It's not deep, my guy. Just hold them nigger. Some more nigger biz of no war. It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.